Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we begin the next phase of the Sacred Rebuke series. In the last phase, we walked through some hard but holy stings. We talked about the comfort of illusions, the cost of psychological pain, the necessity of correction, the courage to expose roots, and the truth that only truth itself sets free. Those episodes were about stripping away what binds us, illusions, wounds, distortions, lies. And now, in this new phase, we're stepping into what happens next. What it means to stand in the in-between, to live in the tension, to walk through the becoming. Because liberation isn't instant. Transformation doesn't happen overnight. It happens in the middle. Today's sacred rebuke is this. The middle is powerful. Not the start, not the finish line. The middle. The messy, uncertain, stretching in between is where the real transformation happens. Let's be honest. Most of us hate the middle. We love beginnings, the excitement, the new energy, the fresh hope. We love endings, the victory, the breakthrough, the testimony. But the middle feels like waiting, like wilderness, like nothing is moving. And we live in a microwave society that makes the middle even harder. We've been trained to want everything fast, one-click delivery, streaming on demand, scroll and refresh. We want results in 24 hours or less. Look at how many women are altering their bodies surgically. Look at the surge in weight loss medications like Ozempic. Because we want it fast and we want it now. And please believe me, if you're doing any of those versions, I'm not hating. I know the pressure of living in a culture that demands perfection yesterday. But for me, I could never let myself go with quick fixes because I learned there was always a cost. Every shortcut carries a price. Every quick fix leaves an unseen tab for later. The body pays. The mind pays. The soul pays. And this isn't just personal. It's national. America has tried quick fixes too. Slavery was abolished, but instead of doing the deep middle work of equity, the nation reached for the microwave solution, sharecropping, Jim Crow, segregation, reforms without roots, illusion without repair. And because the middle work wasn't done, the wound stayed open, the infection spread, and we are still paying the cost. And women, history did the same to us. We were granted the right to vote in 1920, but the deeper work of equality was left undone. We were told, here, now you're free. But the glass ceiling stayed. The wage gaps stayed. The laws about our bodies stayed. A microwave solution with no middle work of true liberation. And we are still paying the cost. That's the danger of hating the middle. You keep repeating what you refuse to work through. So I had to learn the hardest thing of my life, to live in the middle, to sit with the tension, the waiting, the process, to let things unfold slowly, painfully, faithfully. And here's the secret. The middle requires that you fall in love with the work, not just the idea of transformation, not just the dream of ending, but the work itself, the daily grind, the quiet faith, the unseen practice. Because if you can love the work, the middle will not break you. The middle will build you. And here's the sting. If you despise the middle, you forfeit the miracle. The Bible is full of middles. The word is clear. The middle is not a mistake. It's part of the process. Israel didn't go straight from Egypt to the promised land. Exodus tells us they wandered 40 years in the wilderness, a middle that felt endless. But Deuteronomy 8:2 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart." The wilderness wasn't punishment. It was preparation. The middle revealed what Egypt had left in them. It stripped away what couldn't go into the promise. Joseph had a dream as a boy, a vision of leadership, favor, and influence. But Genesis 39 through 41 shows us the long middle, betrayal of his brothers, slavery in Potiphar's house, prison after false accusation. The middle seemed like delay, but it was actually development. The middle formed the wisdom and resilience he needed to govern. Even Jesus had a middle. Between the glory of his baptism and the triumph of his resurrection came the wilderness, 40 days of hunger, silence, and temptation. And it was in the middle that he overcame the enemy, not the shortcuts, but the endurance and the word. Hebrews 12:11 tells us, "No disciple seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." The training is the middle. The harvest comes after. And Galatians 6:9 seals it. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." The proper time always waits on those who endure the middle. Here's the sacred rebuke. God doesn't work on microwave timing. God works on external timing. And he does some of his best, deepest, most transformative work in the middle. And here's what we have to face. Too many people misuse scripture as if God is a vending machine. Quick prayers, quick offerings, quick decrees. Like if you name it and claim it, you can bypass the middle. But the Bible never promised microwave miracles. Moses didn't name it and claim it and walk into Canaan. Joseph didn't decree away betrayal and prison. Even Jesus didn't skip the wilderness. The middle cannot be skipped. The middle is holy. The middle is where God forges faith, refines character, and burns away illusion. Here's the rebuke. If your theology tells you the promise comes without process, it's not God you're worshiping, it's convenience. Metaphysically, the middle is the gestation period of manifestation. It's the womb being imagining and becoming. And yet, in this microwave culture, even metaphysics has been distorted into quick fixes. People are out here scripting their desires a thousand times, making vision boards stacked with images, chanting affirmation like vending machine codes, and then getting frustrated when nothing shifts overnight. That's not faith. That's microwave manifestation. And microwave manifestation is just illusion dressed up in spiritual language. Neville Goddard said, "The interval between imagining and becoming is filled with faith." That interval, that middle, is where faith matures. Not because you keep demanding results, but because you keep embodying the state of the wish fulfilled, day after day, breath after breath, even when the evidence hasn't caught up. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, "Faith knows it has already received and acts accordingly. The middle is where you live that knowing, where you move through your day as if it's already so. Not because you see it, but because you trust it's forming." Energetically, the middle is tension, the space where the old vibration is dissolving and the new one is stabilizing. That tension is not punishment. It is the stretch of rebirth. Most people rush out of it because it's uncomfortable. But if you leave too soon, you abort the manifestation. Here's the metaphysical rebuke. If you try to microwave your miracle, you'll keep reheating illusions instead of birthing reality. The middle is sacred. The unseen roots are growing. The vibration is shifting. The field is aligning. Stay with it. Because the middle is not empty. The middle is everything. Now take a slow, steady breath. Place your hand on your heart. The middle may feel like silence, but it is where the miracle is forming. Reflection one. Where in my life have I been chasing quick fixes instead of allowing the middle to do its work? What has that cost me? Reflection two, how have I labeled the middle as punishment, failure, or silence when it was really preparation? Reflection three, what would it look like for me to fall in love with the work itself, not just the dream of the outcome? Reflection four, where do I see evidence that I've grown stronger, wiser, or more faithful because of a middle season I endured in the past? Reflection five, complete this statement in your journal. The middle I am in right now is teaching me to. Let the answer come without judgment. Remember, the middle isn't empty. The middle is where roots grow, characters form, vibration stabilizes, and promises ripen. The middle is power. So here's the truth. The middle may feel messy, but it is mighty. It is where shortcuts are exposed, illusions dissolve, and the truth takes root. The middle is not delay, it is development. The world will keep tempting you with microwave solutions, but you know better now. Quick fixes carry hidden costs. The shortcut always comes with a tab. The middle may feel slow, but it delivers transformation that lasts. So don't despise the waiting. Don't curse the tension. Don't abandon the work. Because the middle is not punishment. The middle is power. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. The middle is where I'm forged. The middle is where I become. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich, even in the middle.
If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself.
share it, live it, and eat food together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. You have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.